property at northeast corner of Pegwa Street and Concordia Avenue under file DASZ 41 of 2011.
Okay, Mr. Okay, thank you. Mr. Clausen.
Mr. Chairman.
Members of the committee, excuse me.
I have read the report of the...
You have or haven't?
I have read the report of the planning department, and I've also read the report of the...
You've got to speak up a little higher, Ray. We're hard of hearing here.
How's that?
That's better.
Oh, right. I've read the report of the planning department, and I've read the report of the administrative coordinating group. And I don't, and those reports cover very thoroughly and quite adequately, I think, the nature and scope of the application. So I don't want to belabor this committee with a bunch of information that they're probably already aware of. The only thing that I would point out very succinctly is that this application involves a rezoning of two blocks of commercial land. One block that is 1.61 acres and a second block which is 1.67 acres as well as a 23,000 square foot portion of a multiple family site. And the purpose of the application is to rezone those lands from C2 General Commercial District to R1M in order to permit single family homes. And essentially that is the purpose of the application, and basically I'm be prepared to answer any questions the committee has or address any concerns.
Can we just hold on? John, could you just take it outside? Do you mind if we're just trying to concentrate here? Thanks. Okay, so if it's pretty straightforward, you have read the administrative recommendation. There's a requirement for a sidewalk on the south side here. That's automatically part of this?
Yes.
Okay. I don't have any other changes to it, and I don't think, is there anybody in registered opposition?
There was that one communication, Mr. Chairman, that was submitted.
In support or in opposition?
I believe it's in opposition.
Is it for information?
Might be for information.
All right. So it's for information, one submission?
Could be.
And that would mean it would meet priority zoning if nothing's changed, correct?
I would have to read the submission in its entirety just to determine if it is indeed an opposition, but correct.
Okay.
It would go through priority.
Okay, good. I don't have any questions.
Thank you.
Anybody here registered for in opposition to this item? I just have to call out anybody here registered in opposition. Before I forget, there was another person here, Ron Henwood and Sandra Henwood in support. They left, I'm assuming. Yes, they've left. All right. Anybody here in opposition? Seeing none. Anybody else here in support? Seeing none. Anybody here for information other than that letter we received? Okay. Councilor Bellotti, if you want to take the chair, I'll move that the public, the report of the public service be taken as read.
All's in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
I'll move that the receipt of public representations be concluded.
All's in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
I move that the recommendation of the Winnipeg Public Service be concurred in and forwarded to the Executive Policy Committee via the priority rezoning process.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
And the supporting reasons, this is in a planned community, a continuation of Harborview South Phase 2. It is actually lands which were previously zoned commercial that they're downzoning to an R1M, which is consistent with other housing that is located across or further to the northwest on Concordia Avenue East, homes which are accessed via a back lane and front sidewalk. Across the street is a public park, so it is more than amenable to that, and behind them are both multiple family, large, and single family. So that zoning has already been put in place by this community committee and council. So it's consistent with the area. It's more single family housing in the area. And I'm very happy to see that the applicant is moving forward with this, specifically with the issue of the extension of Concordia Avenue East, which right now it exists. One end of Concordia exists, the other end exists, and nothing in the middle. There is a dog leg that exists, and I can say that that this neighborhood, Harborview South, and the is it Bridgewood Forest, or what's the development?
Bridgewood Estates
is right now being negatively impacted by that. Not so much that it prevents vehicular access, but doesn't, because we have a road, but it prevents public transit, Winnipeg Transit, from putting a bus line into that neighborhood or accessing that neighborhood. There is one there now, but it's at the northern end of the neighborhood. It can't circle south, yet we have multiple family housing now on Concordia East that the nearest bus access is in the ward of Councillor Thomas Steen all the way at Panet Road. So they have quite a hike, or all the way north to almost to Grassy. So it's with this road, with the construction this year of the road, which is great, hopefully by the fall, before next winter, transit will be able to extend a service into this neighborhood that does not exist. So I'm glad to see that taking place. This application will facilitate that. So I move it with that support recommendation.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
And I'll move that the public hearing with respect to this application be concluded.
All those in favor?